Missy wasn't here, but it's my chance to share with you at this time what, say, for the sake of this discussion, that you are in your prime of your youth, that you don't have the impediments or reservations that you had during those times of your life, and that you are all in good health. Let's also say that you know as much as you know now and are in the state of soul's consciousness, that you have no obligations save those that allow your soul to reconnect on a daily basis with the aspirations of growing closer and closer to our Heavenly Father. Let's also take into that scenario that those loved ones you desire are with you, and there is nothing keeping you from sharing in their company. And no hesitation about sharing the great gift of the re-bestowal of the divine love. And let's take also into this atmosphere that your spirit bands are with you, and the presence of our Master, Jesus the Christ, is one of the honored guests of honor, who's there for this gathering. Let's also say that we are in an expanse of beauty. There are tables filled with nourishment for anything you desire. There's also music. There is good conversation. And you are all invited . Nature is at its best, and you are relaxed, at ease, and open to the possibilities. I cede the floor to you. And here, your brother and friend, Jesus. Let me take this time to share with you. Our brother Melchizedek has set an environment for you. He's given some specifics, but not everything. I'll let you fill in the scenario of what is most pleasing to you. I will say this. I gave this medium her own scenario, and she had a visualization of painting a picture with each and every one of you in it. And it was a beautiful masterpiece. Let me share with you that in this masterpiece glows the light of the Father's divine love painting the landscape of hues beyond compare and shining down upon each of you His divine love. And your souls are glowing so much in this love, in this longing, in this harmony, that is you yourselves that are creating the atmosphere of music and merriment. And the auspicious occasion being that you've realized your potential, you've harnessed it, and you are allowing this gift to spread everywhere. And your gifts are actualized. You are such a clever generation of souls, embracing the love, sharing your beauty, your faith, and the expansion of your talents with everyone you meet, with no fear, because the Father's love dwells in you. And you and what you do and your interactions shares that beauty with everyone you meet. The kingdom is at hand for each and every one of you. And you are not afraid. You stand up. You are living proof of the kingdom made manifest, and you allow your soul and its connection to our Heavenly Father to flow out of you with no reservation. Feel the gifts that you are. Feel the harmony that is here and how you are part of it. For you see, hear, speak, and move in the blessing of the re-bestowal of the love made manifest in each and every one of you. And how our Father is so well pleased. And let me share this. Yes. We are a higher sphere of existence. Than you normally dwell in. That is no reason for you not to experience that love made manifest here and now. You have all the tools you need. If you wish to do gatherings amongst yourselves, we come and attend, including your loved ones who come before you. The only thing that trips you up is your mind's concept of how it ought to be, or what you think you must do beforehand. So you see, it is just your belief systems and nothing more. And I say that despite your hesitations about a pandemic, despite your need for monetary situations, because you have all the tools at hand, you know what to do. And if you've forgotten, all you have to do is ask to be remembered, because the Father has not played any of you with scarcity, but with abundance. It is you and your mind's limitations that impose that upon you. And if you wish to break those shackles, ask for mercy. Ask for help. And all things and the love will be given to you. What are you waiting for? You know we love you. You have our support. And you've already received your invitations. And you've seen the party that's here. Yes, here for each and every one of you. And I've come because you've asked me. And the Father has never abandoned you. Awake from your slumber and see that you are honored and privileged and beloved children whom the Father is well pleased with. Behold, He loves you. Love yourselves enough to increase your faith that you can see what is really here for each and every one of you. And give thanks and stay in this state of gratitude, beloved of the Father, my brothers and sisters, and apostles, for His great plan of salvation to every one of us. Peace be with you each. I'm your brother and friend, and you've been welcomed to this table of plenty. Behold, you are in the blessings of the Father. Know that, and do not let your fear keep you from fully experiencing. Manifesting the kingdom while you walk this earth. We all love you. Love yourselves enough to deserve it. And never forget, we see you. We love you. We pray with you. You are never alone. May you remember this and your healing be sustained.